It's a provocative Religion Dispatch's article headlined, "Why Being Faith-Friendly Isn't Worth It for Democrats." And Pastor Dan Schultz, in reading your words, I felt the fire with which you're writing. How do you define faith-friendly for the purposes of this article?
It's a definition that has come around from operatives within the Democratic Party. And what it really seems to mean is to appeal to social conservatives, particularly white social conservatives, to make them feel like they can maintain their policies or their stances against abortion, against marriage equality, and still be part of the Democratic Party. So essentially, being faith-friendly means agreeing to disagree on those issues with social conservatives.
Make the argument that you make, that you've been making for so long.
Look, there's really nothing wrong with faith outreach itself. Faith groups make discrete demographics, and each with their own concerns. And it's okay to reach out to those people along those concerns and speak to Catholics or to Protestants or to Black Protestants. And we should absolutely, along the way, reach out as well to secular voters. I mean, I'm sure you're going to be talking about Jeff Sessions. And it's absolutely okay to reach out to secular people and say, you know, this stuff is not okay. I'm even willing to say that Dems should do a better job of reaching out on faith issues. The problem is with that branding, the party faith-friendly, it has the potential to really undermine positions that have broad approval within the party on things like reproductive rights, on things like marriage equality. It has a real potential to alienate secular voters who don't want to mix religion and politics, who think that's dangerous. And third, there's no evidence. There's just no good evidence that it works. You know, I've heard the argument this time around that, you know, well, maybe it could have won Wisconsin if we'd only reached out to people of faith. But there's better evidence to show that there was what they call the Comey effect with James Comey's letter to Congress on supposed emails that they'd found related to Hillary Clinton. There's pretty good evidence that that kept Democrats home on Election Day and caused swing voters to move against Clinton in the election. So with good evidence that other things motivate voters, and social issues tend to be pretty low on the list of voter priorities, with that kind of evidence, why do you want to put this particular emphasis on reaching out to social conservatives? What's really the point of that? That's my argument in a nutshell. Can you show me why that would be preferable to going on issues of economics or racial justice that we know people care about?
We know there are some voters for whom values matter. So how do progressive candidates connect with a broader segment of voters around shared values? Because again and again, surveys show it's the labels that isolate us from each other as Americans. We share a remarkably long list of values.
We don't have to put that religious label on the positions. I really don't see any evidence, and I'm talking about hard voter data, that shows the Democrats care about that. Another way of putting it is to recognize that we have what someone calls the left left rather than the religious left. We have secular voters. We have virtually every minority religious voter in the U.S. There are already Christians in the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we trying to reach out to social justice-minded mainline Protestants? That could have been enough to swing the election in places like Wisconsin or Michigan, where we have those people, and white evangelicals not so much. The evidence that we've seen over the past few election cycles is that it's incredibly important to turn out your own base. My argument is that the Democratic base doesn't really care if you say, well, as a Christian, I believe in this, or as a Jew, I believe in that. That's not a motivator for them.
Well, you point very helpfully, you point to young people leaving organized religion because it's too political for them. So it's the worst of all possible worlds, isn't it? Politicizing religion hurts religion and doesn't even help politics.
Exactly, exactly. You get nothing out of it, and you do potential harm to our religion. Why should I, as an ordained minister, run the risk of alienating the youth in my congregation for the sake of what? Trying to attract white social conservatives who aren't going to vote Democratic on a better or dare?
Right.
This makes just no sense.
Give me an example of what you would say as advice to people interested in winning an election and how to deal with values in an authentic way.
If you want to attract social conservatives, okay, and there is an argument for doing that, because if you can peel off just enough, maybe you can flip a state like Georgia, maybe you can flip a state like Florida, okay? Show me some evidence that that's going to work. Okay. Show a focus group. Show that those are on the list of voter priorities. Mm-hmm. Now, Tom Perriello is running for governor in Virginia. And this will be a really interesting test case. If he is able to attract a significant number of cross voters from that demographic, maybe there's something to it. But if it becomes really what we've seen before with black and white voters dividing along party lines, then no, never mind. Focus on economics. Focus on racial justice. Focus on what's in it for voters' pocketbooks. Really, the best argument that I've seen is that this election turned on white rural voters feeling ignored and taking revenge on the Democratic Party because of it. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out a way to deal with that. And that's not easy, because anything you do to attract them might turn off other voters. That's life.
Yeah.
And that's what people get paid for. Or at least, at the very least, focus on the religious left that we do have, which are those white Catholic voters, the white, liberal, mainline Protestants. How do you get those people out? How do you get secular voters? How do you make sure that the black church voters get out? What are the barriers to those people voting? And what can you do to increase their vote? My guess is that the next election is going to be another base election, and it's going to be a referendum on Trump. So you darn well better figure out how you're going to get your base out and overcome some of the obstacles to them voting that we see in Wisconsin and North Carolina and other places around the country.
Pastor Dan Schultz is a minister in the United Church of Christ serving small congregation in Wisconsin. He writes frequently and incisively on matters of faith and politics. We'll link to your Religion Dispatches article and let you go, but I know we'll be talking with you again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work, and everybody stay authentic. That's the important thing.